I've been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch. Drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la.
Good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. Y'all missed us, man. We okay. Back for season two. It's your boy Handsome La in the building with the team. Everybody's here. Let's go. Speak on it. Everybody introduce yourselves. Let them know who y'all be.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. Still got the Rolex when I bow flex. You heard?
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya.
Yeah, I'm Auntie the new.
Auntie Tanya, I'm dropping knowledge all season. Listen to Big Auntie.
That's Auntie. That's the new joint, right?
Before we start, I know y'all see his new promo, his new stuff going on. I don't know if he's gonna
season two, man. We can't come back regular.
All right. So hey. We want to know what's going on. As y'all see, we got little cartoon versions of us going on. We got banners in the back. You know what I mean? We got a sponsor now. Shit is happening. You know what I mean? Progress is going on.
Shout out to Yave Tequila.
You know what I mean? All motherfucking sponsor and motherfucking shit. You know what I mean? It's like when you first get to the crib, you start off with the Netflix and shit. You move your way up the cable. Then you got all kind of satellite dishes outside your crib. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. We just climbing up the mountain.
Level.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, we gonna start off. We just gonna talk a little shit, man. It's been a while, man. I miss y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, man. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I've been on my spiritual journey. I'm healed myself, so I can talk. I can treat anybody like shit. That's the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? But what y'all been up to, man? Like, what's up? Titty's still looking good, Ty.
Titty's
what's
out,
up?
Son. Titty's been out for the culture. They wasn't in. They was in this fashion over tops all. All winter,
below 8 degrees.
All New Year is gonna be all 2018. We still rocking that Fashion Nova. School's out. I'm still working like crazy.
Okay.
But bad girl thing is still going on. I'm still making my wigs. I'm still making my custom wigs. Shout out to everybody who has supported me. People who I've met, my friends from online, my friends from Instagram, my friends from Facebook. You know, thank you for trusting me to give y'all something good. I appreciate all the feedback I'm getting. I'm still waiting for y'all tax season money. I know y'all
It's coming.
I'm patient.
We waiting for them W-2.
I'm patient. First week of February, y'all inbox me. I know y'all want y'all wigs. Remember, it's a good investment. You get a wig, it lasts you for like 2-3 years. I'm opposed to getting an install every couple months. You pay $250 for a good one. You know, you shout out a couple hundred one time for your wig, you always have it.
Men don't cheat on women that wear wigs.
Like, I got like 12. Like, yeah.
That's two different chicks, man. No, what are you talking about? Daniel. What you been up to? How's New Year's?
New Year's was fine. You know, still working, skits, music, writing.
Single. You know.
Oh, we started.
I'm just saying, let them know you're still
have no hairline.
Let them know you're still available.
And you still have no hairline, so we're even.
Dang.
Okay.
Now he trying.
I came to play today. You want to play? Because we could play today.
You see my line.
But we don't see no hair on the top, regardless.
It's okay.
Okay. It's okay. But yeah, you know, same old, still doing what I do best.
I'm
about
to get the surgery. It's going to be chia. It's going to be lit in a minute. I'm at dreadlocks in a minute,
boy.
That's a bit of
what you been up to?
Black Success, man.
Flex?
How's the four-wheel drive?
How's the Rolex?
Yo, the four-wheel drive is amazing. I didn't know what the luxury of four-wheel drive was. I thought it was just a nice saying. You know what I mean? Four-wheel drive. All right, cool. Then my car was stuck in snow the other day. And I changed gears. I put it in the four-wheel drive. And while everybody else was trying to, you know, people just stopped driving. They started taking train. They started going back home, going out of work. I just just was driving regular. It was nothing to me. Vroom, that little,
you just going on shows.
It was just going. I had the president, the government was calling me. Can you help me pull out my car? I got two-wheel drive. I was like, I can't do nothing for you, governor. Like, come on, man. You know I'm busy. You know this black success, my nigga. You know I'm busy about you. You know what I mean? But besides that, you know, I'm chilling in, engaged, man. You know, so I was just home watching
sushi
movies.
Good.
Cuddling up. Yeah.
She enjoyed Christmas. Sushi. She got what you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, she got nothing.
We didn't see no receipts.
Both, we both got nothing.
Y'all got rent. Y'all got cable. Yeah, y'all got
I pulled the mark and had
you
to remind her.
You got four-wheel drive.
I'm still paying on that rent. Yeah. That's a fact. We still paying.
Real quick, any resolutions?
Just to be great. I got a lot of things.
That's dope. Chase greatness, man.
Be great. You know, I feel like
that was about the journey.
A lot of people don't write down their goals. You know, the first thing we did on New Year's was write down what we want to accomplish for 2018. Not the little things, but all the big things. Some of the little things, because sometimes the little things can lead up to the big things.
Absolutely.
We definitely wrote everything down. And, you know, we got a nice list. Nothing to put out there. But if you hated my 2017, I had a crazy 2017. My 2018 is going
to
really fuck
up. Facts. I'm trying to have I'm trying to have a Cardi B 2017, 2018.
Like, that's a good year.
Turn it up. Yeah, Cardi B done did it
just
good.
Just don't say Offset and chicken, everything because it's kind of
Offset! Danny, anything? Any resolutions real quick before we kick this shit off?
I just want to be a better me and I just want to grow. That's all. Okay. I want to be happy. I want to grow. You know what I mean? That's
and hopefully you get a man.
That's a goal. You let's break this there. Down because it's 2018. It's 2018. Let's be clear.
Talk to him
when
then.
God wants me to get a man, he'll put him in my life. Mm. The people who have been coming in my life ain't man material for
Amen.
Me. So when that man comes,
why you start
that I'll
off
be
so
alright.
Early.
Okay, it's 2018. Let's
so
break this down.
So
let's start this. Let's start this.
That ain't man material. You heard
let's
that?
Let's start this. I'm not even going to say you're not man material. I do have time. I have a bunch of time today. I'm ready for one, two, and
wait. What's up?
I'm
on your side.
I'm just saying. How I got counted for her with Hov.
You see what I'm saying? You sip a little bit of this on y'all name shit. And then all of a sudden, all the courage starts to pour out of your body. I always wanted to fight you. You've been
Tanya, any resolutions? Real quick.
I just be more patient with y'all motherfuckers and y'all. Not y'all, but just people in general. It's people just want to send me through the roof. I'm like, I'm going to learn a little bit more patient. And I thought I was a patient person until recently. So, trying to be more patient with everybody.
I just want to, like Black said, chase greatness. I got my soul cleansed. You know what I'm saying? I stepped away from social media. I had to get my mind right, my
you
body right.
You might see water and drink some salt water.
Huh?
All the Guyanese in the group know what
no,
I mean.
No, we ain't go to the creek. We ain't go to Georgetown. I stayed away from Georgetown. You know what I'm saying? I just got my mind right. Had to reset, you know what I mean? Unplugged from the matrix, and now I'm back. It feels good to be back with the team, you know, talking shit. It's like a good comfort here, man.
Definitely miss
I kind of miss y'all. Y'all was like my kids.
What?
Your kids?
Yeah, I don't see them too much.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. The illest Instagram dad in the world, son. Nah, alright, yo, let's start the show. Let's really start. Let's get into these topics. We're gonna talk about started off for the year. I know everybody wanna go positive. Let's talk about something bad real quick.
Oh God.
Let's talk about bad sex, man. What makes a person like have bad sex? Like what is bad sex? Like what makes a person's sex bad?
Energy.
You wanna spark?
Damn. I mean, I could start it if you like, you know. I mean,
Sparky, man.
A man of my greatness, you know.
Oh, my God.
I've never really, you know, dished out.
Come on, bro.
Bad nights.
And you had the feedback about
but,
it.
But, you know, what it is that sometimes, you know, I don't think people, you know, really calculate everything that goes into having sex. And I think when you don't include all those things, then you're not prepared to have great sex because you didn't do all the great things. That
so what is? But
okay, great. I got you.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Hit it too.
If you come over my crib,
talk for right? a female because females, every female think they pussy's great.
Right. Yeah, this is why
so
I'm
shut this
you know
shit
what
down.
I mean? Let's say a female come from her house to my house. You know what I mean? Which is cool. But if you knew that you get to my house at 12 at night, you already know what time it is. So if the last time you took a shower was 8 in the morning,
ooh,
you might want to ask me for a towel. You might want to say, hey, you know what? Baby, you know what? I'm going to get ready for you. Let me jump in this shower. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I feel like sometimes they be so prideful that that they just want to get to the motherfucker. I don't want to be kissing salty neck. You've been chasing your kids around all day.
If a chick come to my house,
chicken, prepare the chicken for
and
the
ask
mall,
to take a shower, you know, real. I think she ain't got hot water or some shit.
You got seasoning all on your fingernails. I got to take the seasoning. Like, no, take a shower. Prepare yourself to be fucked. Like, you understand? It is a preparation.
But that is hygiene. That is not bad sex, bro. That's not bad sex.
Never had after basketball sex?
No. I'm a grown-ass man. Take a shower. Okay. Yeah. You know, people think funky ain't sexy.
But that ain't bad sex. Look, okay, bad sex. What makes a person have bad sex?
Not going to GYN.
No.
Yeah.
That's bad pussy. What are you talking about? That's not bad sex.
Broken pussy. Some people still have sex with people with bad pH balances. I'm just saying. I've heard stories. I'm don't be sorry to me. I'm but
don't just tell us something.
No, I wasn't telling you nothing.
Some people
don't want to point no elbows.
Oh yeah.
Go.
But
bad sex though. Don't not hygiene. Bad sex.
I didn't say hygiene. He did. But I think connection, not feeling a person out, seeing what they like, not paying attention, just all over the place, lack of fucking good motion. You just off rhythm. It's just not right. You're not getting it.
But you can't say. You can't
yes,
say
Yes, you
that.
Can.
No, you got it.
Look, sex is a rhythm. It doesn't matter. Sex is a rhythm. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you do it. There's always.
Son, I'm minding my fucking business,
yo. You know what? I haven't been here for a month. I got a lot.
That's a fact.
You're hitting me right
there. I'm minding my business,
yo. She's taking over like the cartoon. Like,
you mad?
I spoke to Jesus. He said release
to your barber didn't line you up right, and you're just angry, and you just want to take it out on everybody. I understand. All right, but listen. So, there's a rhythm to sex regardless of everybody has their own rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
If your shit is off and you just not, you're not, like, when you have sex, you become in sync with somebody. You feel them out. You feel a vibe. Like, there's a vibe. Like, you do the wrong thing, one wrong move, and you can fuck the whole vibe up.
Like a thumb in the ass or something, and she ain't ready?
No, not even a thumb. You can say something wrong and just fuck up the whole fucking vibe.
So a thumb in the ass is okay, but his words might fuck you
can't
up.
Can't call a bitch. Sister Sony don't like that.
Like, whose pussy is this? I don't want to answer that.
Not even that.
We already know it's Nico's.
I mean, I already know it's
We just borrowing
it. Who's the owner? Yeah, I'm going to bring it to the Lost and Found. I found somebody's pussy. Like, you know.
He want to know Nico. Like, we know. Let me just finish.
Send it back.
Tanya, what makes a person's sex bad?
Return to sender.
There's no happy ending. Like, when it's just no fucking... You just can't get to your happy ending.
It's like a movie and it's like ends bad.
Yeah.
What do you mean, happy ending?
Yeah, you don't get your nut, motherfucker.
Most of the time, women don't get your nut anyway.
Yeah, bitches be lying. I don't understand why. But damn. My thing is, like... I think bad sex comes from overconfidence. A lot of motherfuckers think they know what they're doing, and because they think they know what they're doing, they're doing what they think they know what they're doing, and shit still whack, you can't tell them nothing else, and now we have bad sex. Now I can't call you again. Now you mad at me. You won't follow me on Instagram, block me and shit, but your shit not good.
That sounds personal.
That sounds personal.
She's talking to somebody.
You said you want to block me on Instagram? God damn.
But you know, sex is... You know, all right, you know, I usually don't try to give away game, but you know what? Today's Sunday. You know, sex is a science. You understand? And if it's not, then you can look at it as simple as a master lock. You know, they all look the same. Different combinations. And you have to give someone your combination in order to find out whether or not they'll be able to open it. And the problem is, if you're not giving this, then he's just guessing. You know how hard it is somebody to guess a combination?
I don't think that's the science. That's
why y'all
had
a master key.
That's what. Everybody don't got that. But you gotta give someone the combination and then allow them to utilize whatever tools they have to try to open up whatever you got going on.
But you could give them the tools. You could give them the key and they still can't figure it out.
How about that? Stop you thinking say? You know all.
We don't ask a lot of times because we don't care.
We don't care.
It's all about y'all.
But
my thing is that if a bitch be like, that shit was whack, y'all feel the way. Your ego
is
like,
I know all you're going to do is try to go to somebody's girl as a woman.
That's the ultimate thing.
Drop that line 2018.
No, we can't drop that line.
But you still was whack. It don't matter whether you fucked or not.
I will drag you in the group chat.
It doesn't matter if it counts. What matters is you're whack.
So what?
That's
still
not.
Fine.
We're not talking about the
you
fact
can't
that
be
you
the best
we're talking
to
about
everybody.
The fact that you
and
were
your body
whack.
Wasn't
LeBron
counting.
LeBron didn't
but if
win
you're
the championship
talking,
last
but if you're
year.
Talk,
he's still LeBron.
Okay, but LeBron put in work to be LeBron. You can't be LeBron.
LeBron also
and
lost
you
five
fucking,
times in the finals.
That's all I'm saying.
He lost five times.
He only
but he
won
still
twice.
Put in that work, and people appreciate his greatness, regardless of whether he lost or not. People appreciate his greatness. If you're not being great, if
yeah,
you're not being the best you, then you can't get
for his
tight.
Girl. He probably just, you know, he was the, you know what I mean? The little bit. The little
the
bit of Yabe.
The little Shuggy Ducky.
The Yabe tequila. And then he go, you know what I mean? He go home. He go home after that.
I don't know. The body don't count, motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Nah, the body
count. Body
the
count.
Body don't count.
Body count, baby.
The body don't count.
Bad sex, good sex, mediocre sex, it still count. You
it
still
don't
died.
Count.
Tell you,
you
don't matter. How, it don't matter how you got killed, man. You still died.
I made you a mass motherfucker. I'm telling you, the body don't count. Next time, man.
You died. You died a lot. I can tell. Died by the creek.
Murder! 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 That's
horrible, yo.
Kill up through there, and then the kill. All
right. Well, everybody has like a bad sexual experience.
Lord.
Or sex story. So y'all gotta share one. Everybody gotta share one. Everybody has a share.
Well, that weird for Eris.
I can't think.
A bad sexual experience or just bad sex?
Nah. So it was one time. I think I was in. I think it was my first, second year in college, and we had like a group of girls that was filling us and stuff. So me and the fellas like we trying to figure out what's going on. One of my men's at the open crib. So boom, we go to the open crib. And Shorty Pamps is not home. Like, we got a whole big crib just to us, like five of us, five chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody secretly start busting their little moves. Go to the kitchen, go get theirs off. Go to the bathroom, go get theirs off. I'm the last one. I'm not even peeping game because I'm so excited we in this big-ass crib. But all these girls are by our damn self. So it's me and this chick. We the last ones. She like, yo, at the time they used to call me... Romance stuff. So she said,
she didn't want you. You was the last chick. Like, yeah, nigga, volleyball.
I was the last
dodgeball and shit.
So she said, romance. you want to go upstairs? So I'm looking around and shit. I'm like, me? She's like, yeah, you. She's like, meet me upstairs. And she just started walking. So I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to follow her. Follow her upstairs. She started kissing me and touching me and shit. So.
She's trying to manipulate you.
Nah, okay. she just passed me a rubber. I put the rubber on. I just started giving it to her. And yo, this shit was so, she said it's so good. And I was like, yeah, how good? And she fainted. She fainted in my arm. She just, and yo, we have to bring her to the hospital. Kind of shit. The doctor said,
what
yo.
What kind of day rape drug you
do? No, he said, you dick was he said, yo, you dick was
another cuero, she love me more.
He said, yo, you really dickmatized her. She was like this. She was knocked out, but she was smiling. She was like, hey. And I was like, yo, this shit is dangerous. I can't just walk around fucking people. This shit is scary. Like, you know what I mean? I thought I killed her ass.
Y'all ladies, y'all got a story before I get to my story? I got a bad sex story, too.
I had, like, I think it was really bad. It was bad, but it was really, really bad.
All right,
because
so
the person
see.
Took a lot of shit, like coming into the before. You know, all niggas always got stories to tell and talk about that one ex or that those 10 exes that just can't get enough of them or whatever. And this person was talking a lot of shit, you know. But I looked at his frame, and his frame was really small. Like, y'all know, I like big guys. I like muscular guys. I like guys
like 210 waves and shit, right?
Yeah, facts.
You know.
Facts. But
sorry, Nico. Sorry, Cookie.
Shut up. But like, you know, I was like, I'm gonna give him a pass. He's a nice guy and stuff. And he's like, oh, his ex is gonna get over him because sex was so great. And I was like, okay. But like, we actually got into it, and it was like, he was just so little in every sense of the word. Don't come for me. But she was so little in every sense of the word. He was so small. And it was like having sex with a fucking matchstick, and it was just.
It was as bad because his body frame was small.
He was. He had no emotion. Like, I was not getting turned on. I was like scorning him, and he just really had so much confidence. It made it worse. I'm like, why are you so happy about this shit being so bad? I faked an orgasm just to get him off of me.
Well, he's still up.
That body don't count. I don't count.
It count. You just you said you fake, so he walked away feeling like the man. That's your fault.
He
shame on you.
This throwback Thursday.
Facts.
Yeah, homegirl.
Remember when I killed your shit, nigga?
Yeah. He got an IG on you. Yeah.
Remember when I killed your shit? I got a bad sex story. This is my fault too. This is crazy. I was in a club.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Was this when you was fat or when you got in shape? Which one?
Either way, I still caught the body. Nah. This is when I was good. I was handsome lie already, man.
Oh, okay.
I was stealing girls from you and all that. But I was in a club or whatever, and this is when Incredible Hulk was like big. So I had like 3 or 4 Incredible Hulks drinking cheap ass champagne in the club with the, you know what I'm saying, trying to look like an ill boss or whatever. And I met a chick in the club. Long story short, she come with me to the coat check or whatever. So while we in the coat check, you said we start kissing.
Cause you nasty.
Yeah. I was nasty. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm drunk. I'm nasty. It's going on, you know, party phone time. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. So we kissing and stuff, and you know, eventually we start fucking in the coat check or whatever. So she's on the floor and I'm hitting it from the back.
So in the coat check?
In the coat check. Yeah, I was gunning her shit in the coat check. So,
like a real man.
Yeah.
Like a real man.
Passing niggas their coats ahead and they're like,
234. Got you, my G.
So, while I'm hitting it, like, I feel my chest, like air in my chest. So, I'm like, oh, shit, I got a burp.
Don't tell me you threw up.
So, I go to burp. I threw up all over her back, sir.
That is disgusting. Oh, my God.
Oh, that shit went on her ass. Her
everywhere,
that
sir.
That's nasty.
I
did
threw
she curse
up
you
all
out?
Over her back. She was tight, but I didn't even know her name. It's like, huh?
Did you finish?
Later at home.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Nah, son.
I didn't go get blue balls, but she was tight. She had a jacket, though. I got her jacket from Coach Check, and she went. Yeah, but I was a little embarrassed, though. But good thing I don't know her.
What? Yo, you? She probably telling y'all that whole story.
I'm proud of you, man.
That's that nigga from Brown.
She remember
that nigga
though.
Threw up
she
on my
story.
I didn't throw up on me that fuck.
Yeah, you can't mix Incredible Hulks with like champagne, man. That was just
never,
bad.
Never.
And try to burp. That's crazy.
Try to burp.
That was crazy. Like, yeah, I threw up all over
that
shit.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, but that's good times.
I probably would have threw up too. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have been in that situation, but somebody throw up, it makes me want to throw up. Like,
she could have threw up too. We could have been together.
On me? Oh my gosh, I might have hit you.
You could have hit me. That's understandable. You know what I'm saying? I threw up on her. Like, that's tight. I would have been tight. Oh. But she just got a little angry and like got her jacket and stormed
out. Nah, we would have been fighting. And I'm drunk? Nah.
I should have tried to get her number too. Make it up.
Yo,
you
foul, for real.
Life goes on.
Yeah, life goes on, man. Live the fight another day. Dan, you have any bad sex stories?
I don't really have any bad sex stories. I have bad head
have
stories.
Sex?
Bad head
stories?
That's
have
still part
sex?
Of sex?
Yes, I do have sex.
That's still a part of sex.
I have 2 kids. I better have sex. But, I think the only bad sex story I had is when nigga wanted me to pee on him. That's it. And that just threw me off. I thought that was super disgusting.
A golden shower, Jerry.
Like, he wanted me to pee on him. Like, R. Kelly.
And you said no?
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
You didn't. Did you pee on him?
Did you pee on him?
Did you pee on him?
I can tell you what you said. Did you pee on him?
But it was weird. It was really, really weird. It was really, really weird. It was
the sex good before you asked you pee on him? Like,
It didn't start yet. Like,
if he went there for foreplay?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a freaky.
Yeah, he was wild.
He probably got money.
That's the only thing. That's the only. It was weird. It was really, really weird. But to each his own. Good.
I never peed on nobody. Nobody ever peed on me.
Nobody ever peed on me.
Boy, I say it like.
Yeah, like that was the option first.
I can't say I didn't, but I can say nobody's ever peed on me.
They said like they were missing out, right? Nobody peed on me yet.
I didn't say yet, motherfucker.
Been drinking Yave all day. Nobody peed on me. All
right, so you have a bad sexual experience with a person. Bad sex. Could you give him another chance or her another chance?
People doing their relationships every day.
Facts.
Who throw your shots at?
Yeah, that was
I'm
crazy.
I'm just saying, people have bad sex relationships
every
day.
I mean, like, not when you're in a relationship and got emotions, like feelings like that.
Nah, niggas just need bills paid. Don't play that.
I mean, like, if you date in process and it's not your boyfriend or some shit, and it's just like,
what am I doing this for? If it's whack, what am I doing this for?
I'm surprised you're not one of them people like, oh, you can teach them and then they can learn.
If I like you. Because
you read a Zodiac sign and shit.
His Zodiac sign said two more moons. And two more moons, you're going
to
bring it. Two more moons, you're going to hit this shit the right way.
No, but my thing is, if I like you enough, I don't have a problem with.
So you'll start a relationship with bad sex?
Yeah. Oh, if I like you, because I can teach you how to please me. That's nothing. Everybody, you can have sex. I can have sex with somebody, and you know what I mean? And they perform a certain type of way, and then we can break up or whatever, and then they get with somebody else, and they perform the same way that I like it, but that person might not like it. So it's always, like, sex is teachable if you care enough. If I don't give a fuck, no.
And sex is relative, too, because what could be good for you is bad for me. Exactly. And vice versa.
See, I'm different.
So. I don't think I could teach somebody.
But see, the thing is, they don't know they're being taught. That's the thing. You don't just teach them.
You gotta finesse it.
Yes, it is.
You finesse it.
If I'm giving you a head, you grab my head like this, I'm like, get off me. Then you're like, no.
But you teach a chick how to suck your dick, though. Because you're guiding her.
Nah, some of these chicks.
You're guiding
her.
You're guiding her.
You're talking and you're saying all this stuff.
Don't let your head out.
Nah, you let chicks go.
They try to put a little bit.
Nah, you let them be free. You let them do their thing.
That would
be squeezing their head. Ghetto gagging. Oh, my bad.
You know what I'm talking about?
You with
right?
that?
Right, lady?
Huh? You with that?
That
just now, huh? You give somebody a second shot?
Nah.
You can start a relationship with off bad sex? I couldn't.
I'm too great for that.
If it's a bad experience, even if you really like the person, if it's just a bad experience, that would just throw you off from the whole relationship. Even
that's
if you
a big
like
turnoff.
Nobody's. Okay.
That's a big turnoff.
For me, it's like it tells to the type of relationship it could be also, because the natural bond isn't there. Like, when you have sex with somebody, even if it's not perfect the first time, you still need some amount of, like, there's a natural thing there. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It's not the best.
The chemistry.
I enjoyed it.
The sensualness, right?
Feel it out.
But if it's, like, bad, like that's
awkward,
the energy
bad.
Telling you, like,
yeah.
Like,
like, oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry. Let me put this here. Oh, sorry.
That's crazy.
Straight
yeah,
bad
like
business.
That's my thing. When you're if you're dating somebody, if y'all not in a relationship yet, clearly if you had sex with this person, more than likely you had sex with this person more than once, or you've been dealing with this person to want to even think about a relationship, so you know how they perform. If they just whack, of course you know, like, all right, this is just them. This ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. Point blank. So, I mean, if it's just one experience, like I said, or if it's an experience, you give people chances. Sometimes the first time you have sex with somebody,
how many
it don't
chances?
Be 100.
Now, it's never 100 because you never bring out all your freaky shit.
Exactly. So, my thing
but you
is,
put the good catalog up front to let them know that you got some
even
shit.
Get the fuck.
Stop saying chicks because niggas
you
got standards
fucking,
too.
You supposed to have standards. We know our worth.
Right.
We know our worth.
Right.
Okay? Just because y'all chicks don't know y'all worth.
I'm not going to meet all them standards and then bump in a bad pussy and then try to give you another chance. Now, I got to go. You don't get to be around, bro. Rolexes and Peter Lugas. You gotta get the fuck out of here. That's a rainbow outside.
Take you and that, take you in that bad sex.
It's
get the fuck out of
here. Nah, baby. You gonna be stuck in that snow, boo boo. Whack ass pussy you walk around with.
Wow.
Yeah. You gotta give her Jordan.
I feel him though. If you make me jump through all those hoops and then get to whack dick, it's not happening, son. Like, it's not fucking happening.
That's why chicks that be waiting, making niggas wait 90 days, the relationship always end in 91 days. That shit be over, my nigga. You make me wait. Yeah, you won't make me wait for this bullshit ass pussy. First of all, I gotta use a condom anyway. That shit gonna be trash anyway. Unless 90 days I can go raw, then maybe I can wait it out.
You sound crazy.
I'm just saying. No, we gonna get a pain. You gonna get all that stuff.
Exactly. You got an STD. That's bad.
I don't go to Six Flags, nigga. I live
Ventress
on
the
road.
Yo, he in the audience. Like, who got that CD? Me.
Me.
All that stupid shit. Yeah.
Y'all laugh. Ain't nobody have condom sex, though.
I have condom sex.
You have sex? Like, did she just said that?
She asked me.
Oh, I ain't know.
You don't need to know. It ain't for you to know. What the fuck?
I know. I ain't even know. I don't know.
Now you asked me and I answered her.
I ain't even have girl talk and all that shit, man. Look, look at her face. Auntie, what you know?
Listen, just because both of y'all hoes don't come at me. What? I'm just saying. Don't come for Danny. Don't come for Danny today. Don't come for me. Because y'all don't know my life.
I got a whole way to mind my business.
This is team celibate right here.
I'm celibate 2018, man.
How the fuck I became home? I got a whole man. All I do is work and go home. How the fuck I became a hoe?
Hoes is needed, though. Let's not talk like hoes is not. Hoes is needed within the world. Like, you need
good for the population. You the one who said you got 26 hoe stories. I'm just trying to figure out.
That was season one.
Yeah, and she had 28. I had two on it.
Okay.
Now make it a cool one.
But if you carry
the cool 30. Make it a cool 30. Don't skim it now.
Yeah, we just trying to figure this shit out.
I see a couple of pictures at round two cafe. I'm like, oh, that's 30.
Yo, I hate you.
That's 30. But everybody, well, you even answer. Are you going for the second trial for bad sex?
I didn't know. I'm not. I can't.
Didn't know?
No.
Oh, okay, no. Okay. No. So no, you're not.
No.
Well, we beg.
I think the wig coming off.
What? I know if I'm gonna have a if I had a bad time, I'm gonna beg the chick. You gotta give me one more try, like.
Just to prove yourself.
Give me one more try. Yeah, pull a single with the radio on my shoulder.
Like, but what if she don't want to give you one more try? You wouldn't give a girl one more try, but if you fucked up, you want her to give you one more try.
Yeah.
What if she don't? So if she don't want to give you that, it don't go. That's fucked up.
I make sure she never stay in a relationship.
Why?
Cause y'all need us. It's more y'all. Y'all need us.
Why do we need y'all?
Because you're single toys. Now. You need a man now. So you should be giving a man another chance. We could be picky. We could be picky, boo-boo. All right? Four-wheel drive. Right out of the snow. All right? Hello. How you doing? Black Success is my name.
Oh, shit. All right, let's get to the next topic, man. We're going to jump into relationships again. I say this is relationships.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Highs of two... Motherfuckers in deep relationships with old God.
Cause y'all niggas always want those secrets and shit. Like, figure your shit out.
I know the cheat codes, man.
Figure your shit out.
Nah, son. I learned from watching people, man. But this is relationship 357. I'm gonna call this one
357.
The guns is out. We deep into this relationship shit. This is a different side of it. We gonna talk about social media etiquette.
Yes, social media
etiquette.
Social media etiquette. We all talk about, like, when you're in a relationship, should the content that you like on social media change?
The content that you like?
Yeah, Instagram, you like 1,000%. It. You still liking naked niggas on the beach 1,000%. And you got a man? That's fat and don't look like that nigga you liking?
What you said is fat.
Like, you if you're in a relationship... Should the content that you like on social media change?
Yes, 1,000%.
You want to start?
Yes.
I don't want to start with you. Danny was ready to get going. Let's go.
Should it change? I don't think so. I don't think... If you're just liking a picture, you're just liking a picture. Like, you could like... You could fucking like a fucking chick that with a big ass or whatever, but if you go like...
But you don't have a big ass, so your man's liking mad big ass pictures.
But what if he come to me and be like, yo, babe, look at this chick ass.
Okay.
Man, I'm involved. Like, what am I... Why
every day
not
you
gonna
like that shit? He like, yo, look at this
every
ass.
Day, no, every day ass. I'll be like, all right, you're doing too much. Like, that's when I'll say something, but as far as like, if you're doing... It's all about how you do it. If you're being sneaky about it, or something like that.
You can't be sneaking on social media. Yes, you see what you like. You see what you like.
Niggas watch porn at night when they ladies asleep, like, under the cup, like, whatever. Like, niggas be doing sneaky shit. But...
That's not really even sneaky. It's like porn, but that's a different topic.
Okay. But anyway, I don't think so. Like, I don't feel like it's a big deal liking a picture. Even if your girl questions it, I mean, it's just a picture. Now, if you in somebody inbox or if you in somebody DMs, that's a different story. But just to like a picture, no, who cares? Cause don't say nothing if she like a picture.
Black.
Yeah, nah, the content. Nah, the content matters. It says a lot. You know, just like you were saying, you can't have a thick chick and you liking all the slim chick pictures, and you can't have a fat dude home and you liking all the dudes with the abs, all the Idris Elbas and shit. You wilding the fuck out. What kind of indirect message are you trying to send? You understand? So, yeah, what you like matter, cause it says. That's what you're into. That's what you're supporting for whatever time being. And if it's opposite of what you're going home to.
But if you find them attractive, you find them attractive. So fucking what? It's a thousand, million women, it's a million men.
I'm like, not liking no chick showing their ass. I'm not liking no
it's
chick.
It's not like somebody, all right, if you liking titty, if you liking some panties and bra, somebody like with a thong on, okay. If it's something like your girl fucking liking a nigga with his dick out or some shit like that, or a chick with a titties out or something like that, that's a different story. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's different. Yeah. If it's just a regular,
if it's just
picture,
somebody regular, your if, homie
if
going
sexy,
to the store,
they sexy. Like you can't do nothing about that. Like I said,
but if you're purposely trying to show off you're sexy, I'm not liking that. That's just me. Okay.
If I know you, if I know you,
I'm
and
going
you,
home.
If I know you and you're no,
I'm going
not.
Home. I don't sleep in hotels. I'm going home. You feel me? So black ain't liking it. That's all I'm saying. You ain't gonna get my like. You know what I mean? You gotta be doing regular shit. Sipping Yave, playing basketball. Regular shit, double tap. You ain't doing regular shit. You showing your ass. You doing.
I mean, chicks get jealous. Dudes get jealous. I get it.
It's not about jealousy. It's more about.
Respect.
People get jealous just off of regular pictures.
Some people just because. And,
oh, she's pretty. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Listen, Cameron left Juju just for that reason.
This is what gave me kind of like the idea.
But for me, it's a respect thing. You're going home to something already. What do you like in other shit?
So if that's the case, you shouldn't be on social media then.
Why not? I got a business.
Okay, but if you follow somebody, just say you know a girl, mm-hmm. and you follow her, mm-hmm. and she poses provocatively. Oh,
she
whatever.
Won't get no likes. And as soon as she poses normally, she'll get a double tap. What the fuck you talking about?
Okay, boy.
Yeah, as soon as she poses regularly, as soon as she be regular again.
I don't know. I don't feel like social media should have that much control over your relationship. If it's on your timeline, you can like it.
It's a relationship thing. I think it's
no, this is relationship etiquette because
self.
Some people, relationships go south because of things they like on social media.
If you want eyes and all that
if
stuff,
your relationship
then
goes south off of
no,
social media, it's not strong.
Black, you act like
so
this don't happen a lot.
You're contradicting yourself.
Exactly.
Because
you just said then you should like everything.
Exactly.
Because you shouldn't have no, you just
no,
said.
No, but I'm saying for me, it had nothing to do with my relationship. The fact that I'm in one.
Oh, if you were single, you still not liking chicks with fat asses.
No, if I'm single, then I'm wilding. But since I'm not single,
but you contradicting yourself. Because you just said out of respect. You say it shouldn't matter. So you should like the fat ass pictures, the skinny pictures, the back. Because at the end of the day, you say it can't affect your relationship. You just said that, bro.
No, I said if it do affect your relationship, it's not strong. Now, what I'm saying is that as a boyfriend or fiance or husband, you shouldn't want to like those pictures. Now, if you do want to like them, that's on you. Me, as being someone's fiance, I'm not going to like them. Because I'm going home. I'm not gonna lie.
Jerry going home.
That's
Jerry
it.
Going home.
I don't sleep in hotels. I'm going home. And I ain't gonna sleep in the car. Although it's 4-wheel drive. I'm going home.
With heated seats.
Sonya, how you feel?
It was a relationship, not a prison. Like, I personally feel, for me, somebody who's into engagement, somebody who makes money off social media, like, I don't want to get to the point where social media is not fun anymore. Like, we already got busy lives. We got school. We got work. We got a lot of shit going on. A lot of us come to social media to unwind, you know, to crack jokes, see funny shit, listen, watch the bullshit your friend says, or maybe get some inspiration from having a bad day, you know. But at the same time, like, me personally, I don't invest so much into likes because it's like, I'm not gonna say that, like, I be on my timeline, and you know, because me and him interact a lot, I see on Instagram now exactly what he's liking on Facebook. It tells me, Nico, like this. I'm scrolling, I'm seeing every fucking thing he likes, and I just like the shit too, and keep scrolling. Now, if he gonna post an out of whack comment, mm-hmm. I'm gonna find my ass in that fucking inbox, and I'm gonna just ring a nigga by his neck, like, we're not gonna do this, sir. Not today, Satan, not the fucking day. Because. And the reason I say it, and I just something I tell him all the time, I was like, honestly, I don't really care that much about social media because I fuck around all day also. But what I will tell you is that we have a very public relationship. And the way me, you look at social media is not necessarily how other people look at it. Mm-hmm. I might not think like it's something. Somebody else might think that's the fucking world. So you now gotta control, you gotta cater for the people who think so deeply into this. Like, I don't wanna be minding my business, somebody send me a screenshot, oh, look what your nigga doing, or look what your nigga saying, or whatever. As much as I won't care about the content, I'm like, listen, watch how you move, cause motherfuckers is waiting for the day all your pictures.
Nah, just tell
the
person that's sending people that shit to you, tell them get off your dick.
I'ma say that, but I'll still come to him. I was like, let's not feed them also. Mm-hmm. Let's not put it in their hand. Right. You know, as much as the content itself is not going to affect me, I was like, we don't want this. So mind how you use social media. Like, go out, have fun, interact with your friends. They've been friends before me. You together. I don't want you to stop being friends with them, male or fucking female. But if you're going to say out of whack shit, remember they got people waiting for me and you fucking split. And they'll screenshot, they'll screen record that shit so fucking fast. And the day they're happy posting your pictures... By the way, bitch, this happened about 4 weeks ago, just in case you missed it, just to cause some friction. I don't want to deal with that.
Okay. How about, should you stop following, like, your ex, your jump off, side piece, whatever, on social media, following and being friends with them on social media, because you're in a relationship now? Should you cut that off?
The truth is, nobody really tells you all of their exes. It's people don't tell you that. Some exes, not every ex is an enemy also.
Not enemy.
No. I'm just saying.
But so I'm saying, like, he's still like, you post a picture, he's still like, damn, you sexy. Not crazy, but you know.
No.
You can't
acknowledge that.
Listen, my thing is, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
I know, you trying to make yourself known, like, oh, you know what I mean?
Sexy. That, you want to fight me. That's what you want to fight me. That's for me to clip in the bud. If my ex acting wild, I'm going to clip that in the bud. It's not even getting to the point where he's going to notice it or he's going to bring it up to me. I'm dealing with that.
What if it's a known ex and he already know, like, I don't want you to be, even you're cool with him, I don't want you to be friends with him no more.
I'm not asking him to stop being friends with his exes also.
I'm just saying, but what if he asks you? You respect that?
We're going to have the conversation where it's like, okay, so where do you stand with your exes? Are you still friends with your exes?
Facts.
Because
if you can
know.
Do it, I can do it. That's how I look at it.
We got to do the team.
If you can do it, I can do it.
We both on the same fucking page, or why are we doing this? If it's something that it's necessary for the relationship, yeah, I'll do it, but I got to make sure we on the same fucking page as it. Because you're not going to tell me, stop fucking talking to my ex, but you over here still liking bitches' pictures and dropping a couple of fucking trophy fucking comments and shit. No, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Same way?
Yeah, I'm not with the comment shit. Ain't no little
what
flirty.
The comments and the like is the same thing.
No, comments and the like.
We gotta get to that.
You might have a situation where, like, okay, you could pinpoint how, all right, he liked three of her pictures, so she liked three of his pictures or some shit like that or whatever. Okay. That's questionable. But you commenting under a picture, you like a picture, you could just scroll and like a picture. See it, whatever, you find it cool, you like it. You like it. You commenting means you took time to go to that person's comments. Click comment, type whatever you needed to type, and hit send. You thought about that. So if you thought about that, that means that you knew exactly what you were saying, you knew exactly what you was trying to get out of that comment, and everything. And no, I'm not fucking with that.
But let me say this. In the era of social media, right? We no longer meet up at school. We're no longer meeting in the lunchroom after school. We're no longer free on the weekends. So majority of our communication is on social media. So likes and comments are being seen totally different from adults as it is from anyone else, right? Adults in our age bracket, likes and comments can mean something totally different. I put an eggplant on your picture. You know what I'm fucking saying. I'm saying, hey, listen. Send that number to it. I'm gonna show you what it is over here. Right? I like three pictures in a row. You know what that mean? That mean,
not
yo,
necessarily.
If a girl like three of my if I'm single, a girl like three of my pictures are in her inbox, dog. What the fuck you like three for?
That's just you.
Some people like social media etiquette.
You like three of my pictures up in the DM?
If a girl like three of my I'm in her inbox. What are you talking about?
I'm glad I know not to like people's pictures.
That happened to me the other day. A guy was like, you like four pictures in a row. I'm like, nigga, I like everything on Instagram. Please don't be special. But the reason I do, because I'm playing with the algorithm
on
Instagram.
But you understand where his mind was.
And I get it, but
you try to throw the pussy.
And I know how to clip it where it's going to end.
Right, but understand where he went, though. Why did he go there mentally? Mentally, he said, oh, shit.
Nigga from Coney Island.
But that's his choice.
I thought she drank Yave on Sunday today. He's about to go there. Yep. He's about to get dick pics and all that. You know what I'm saying? So that's social media etiquette. Likes and comments are the same thing.
They're not.
So you're ladies, you hear that? Don't message. Like three. Don't like three niggas.
You cannot
pictures.
Like three in a row, ma.
Unless you, unless you're trying to get them.
You know,
unless
you're trying to get them. Those bad right. now. How the algorithms are? They're starting to mix the timelines of
there's
how
no
you post.
There's no chronological order.
It's not in chronology.
No, it's not.
So now it's making me like pictures from 2 days ago, my nigga. You know how it's making somebody else feel? Oh, I posted 2 days ago, Tiny liking it now. She's back on my page. Nigga, no.
When you start,
on my fucking
yeah, when you start following somebody, that shit is on the timeline.
And
on
it
Instagram,
comes
right
up. It'd be
boom,
3 days
boom,
ago,
boom.
4 days ago now. So that shit is making it a little bit shit getting critical real quick now. Mid-month
so like you said, though, why even feed them? So my thing
well,
is
you
like,
don't think that you're feeding them. I didn't know. Like, first of all, if I like somebody's picture, whatever, more than likely I like their picture. If I feel like, oh, you know, they're taking time out to look at my picture, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at, oh, he liked 8 pictures. He fucking want my body. That's not how I'm thinking.
That's not how I look
at the end of the day. Unless it's somebody that I know that I might be interested in. And I'm like, oh, he liked 8 of my pictures? Well, let me like 8 of his pictures. Just to show him that I'm interested. But, and he knows that already. We already established that. That was established. Just to like somebody's picture? No.
No. All right. We about to wrap this up, but I want to get to like the last point. What are some of like forbidden emojis to use when you're in a relationship?
God. don't put heart eyes,
kissy faces.
I'm in your face. I'm gonna be
eggplant.
Your fucking
you
eggplant.
Can't heart eyes.
I mean, no,
you can't love a picture.
Eyes. You see my hands right now. I'm going to
the
face.
The
jalapeno,
the spicy one.
That's
you
new.
In
I never
a
heard
relationship.
Of
you in a relationship, but you
I never heard
of
jalapeno. No, no, no.
Yeah,
no, that's forbidden. I agree.
Oh, okay.
But I never had no
heart eyes in my nigga. I will open a nigga.
That's
an heart eyes. I will open some.
What about this one? The black.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's a hard one.
Yeah, let's construe. You could do that in a relationship.
Definitely.
Now,
because
it's a whole bunch of. They added a whole bunch of new emojis.
Like
the tongue,
but
the tongue.
I feel like the wet.
Come on, y'all. We going to throw them out. Throw them out. One at a time, man. We going to talk. Because people need to know this shit.
The water sign.
What's the. You can't put
water
sign
to be wet. That mean wet.
Brad, holy water.
Yeah. You got to do it in chronological order. More like this.
You got to do it like that.
You
don't count.
It's right here. You ain't doing like this, so don't count, my G. I ain't gonna hold you.
Eggplant for sure. You can't
eggplant
no
for
eggplant.
Sure, dog.
No,
if I'm in a relationship,
you can wait. Can you drop the wing?
No wing here, Cole.
You
no
can't
kiss.
Put a muscle on
yes,
the
you can.
Oh,
no, no, you put a muscle
all the time.
Put a muscle.
What's names? The hands.
We gonna put the praying hands.
A muscle on the hands? That is me.
I'm sure they put a muscle on somebody's pick. We talk when she get home. She got talk. Somebody sleeping in the car, my nigga. What's wrong with you?
No banana, thank you, Leek. Definitely
can't
no
banana.
You can't banana.
You can't
no
put nothing that is that.
Yeah, everybody drop
no
a, drop, drop the no emojis, y'all, in the comments.
China
drop the no emojis in the comments.
I want your body. No.
Oh, the tongue out. You definitely can't put the
no,
tongue out.
No, you can't
out.
Put the tongue out. My nigga, you better
oh,
get
the eyes.
Up.
Can you put the eyes?
Nah,
no, that means you lurking. No,
right.
No,
eyes is the no.
That's curious.
Eyes
that's,
the no.
What you saying?
Fix your face.
Excuse me, what you looking at?
Yeah, that's
right
funny.
Under at in the
you,
what you looking at?
Can you put a laugh in though? Some people say you can't even
laugh.
You can
laugh.
You can
laugh.
But your girl or your man would know exactly what the fuck you laughing at. Like,
so no tongue
know.
Out emoji. No with the emoji
no.
Tongue out. Damn, this shit is getting
yes,
slim
lie.
For niggas in relationships.
You nigga, you got.
Why would you put your tongue out?
You
got
she
that
put
show
some,
with interest.
She put some food up there, and you just like.
Like I nah. No,
shut up. No,
you put a layer of fork
money. My girl don't cook.
No, no, nigga, and your girl's not buying that shit either.
Yo, what about cherries?
No winking, no kissing.
No!
To cherries. Rockin' and drop cherries.
You can't no.
Put no fruits, my nigga.
No.
Nothing
no
edible.
Fruit.
Nothing edible.
Nah. What about, like, all right, the side
nothing
eye
edible.
With
peaches.
Like
you can't
like
put peaches.
No!
Sarcastic.
That's a smile!
That is a flirt! That is a
wow.
Flirt!
Wow!
Why you
which one? The side eye when you, like, smile on the side.
Why?
Why the fuck do you smirk up for, like, I see you? No, fuck out of here. We can read right
the peaches, too. The peaches is
you better just say,
like
you better just like it and
no
keep
peaches.
Moving. That's it.
The nuts.
Yo,
the nuts.
You got a comment.
The, nuts,
the
only comment you can use is LOL and the laughing.
No,
yeah,
no.
You can use a
keep
straw
it safe.
Gum.
Keep it safe.
This is for me.
You can use fire. You can use fire.
What
you
else?
Can say, you can say, this is
what
a
else?
Nice
y'all,
picture.
Drop some more emojis in the comments.
Keep a decent, nice, cordial compliment. I don't mind a cordial compliment, but you're not going to be sweating a bitch. Like, we're not going to sweat no bitches.
This nigga ramen put breadsticks.
No Italian bread.
Nothing edible.
That's it. Y'all ain't got no more. You can't use no fucking animal. You can't use no kitty. Because that mean your pussy. Don't use no type of kitty laughing. Yeah, nothing. I mean your pussy laughing at his joke.
Covering eyes. I mean, but covering eyes. That's something. Nah, that's a warning. That's to me, a covering eye is a warning. What the fuck you covering your eyes for? You like what you see? And you trying not to look at it? That's all that means.
That's great.
But if you put a covering eye, that's gonna raise suspicion.
So much. Look, these are all the people that said social media.
I don't put none of emojis.
I don't even use emojis.
I'm a grown up.
No, but look. Danny just said social media not that serious. She came up with half the shit.
Facts. That's what you're looking for in the nigga page.
We both said you can like, but if you put in certain shit, like if you put hard eyes or something, or if you in somebody DM, that's a different situation. Exactly. Now it's questionable.
So the almighty no-no is the hard eyes.
Yes.
That's the almighty no-no?
Get a nigga hard eyes, hard fucking stairs.
No.
Swear
what
to
the
God.
Fuck you hard? You want to go with her?
I think that's the international almighty.
That's
no.
The
that's
international.
For men and women. You can't hard eyes at somebody pick. If you
are
in a relationship. If you're in a relationship, you can't use that hard eyes emoji no more unless you're doing about your own partner. That is
facts.
A fact. You can't do that.
Facts.
Even if you get them on your picture, you might have to delete
that's
them.
That's law
you gotta
somewhere.
Keep these
that's written on it.
Yeah, you gotta delete them.
Facts.
If somebody put hard eyes under my picture and I'm with somebody, I don't think it's a big deal. I've had situations like that where it was like,
it.
You gotta delete it. It's like, what am I deleting it for? You already seen it. So what
am
I deleting it for?
You gotta comment under it and say, yo, my girl not gonna like this. Like, yeah, yo, my girl might find this funny. LOL.
If a girl puts hard eyes under my dude's picture, I'm going to bring it up, but I can't hold him accountable for her.
I'm not gonna bring it up.
Why you gonna bring it up? She loves the same thing you love.
Yeah.
You'll fuck y'all.
If she knows you, I'm going to say something.
She know me.
Point blank. If
well,
she knows
she's
you,
a follower. She's just a friend on Facebook.
If she knows you, then that's a different story. Okay. Now I'm going to question it. If she doesn't know you, okay, I can't say nothing.
You can't use a butterfly. What's the butterfly?
Because I'm jealous. Who can't use a butterfly?
You can't use this. Somebody put a butterfly.
I would say this. People do know social media etiquette because y'all know that they're always shirtless. So he always fucking shirtless. And if you go on his Instagram, like when he was allegedly single,
I don't even
online.
Like Nico's. I'm sorry, Nico. You my dude, but I don't like nothing. I don't even look. I close my eyes. I don't like nothing. No.
Listen,
I don't even know.
But listen, like before when he was allegedly single, like people were putting the hard eyes and whatever. Now he's more open in the public. People are not commenting on this shit. People know like certain things you just don't fucking do.
All right. We already got the almighty one, though. That's the hard eyes. So we're gonna move on for that. So that's a lesson learned for anybody in a relationship. Watch out. We dropped all the emojis in there. We normally do the call-up question. We always just throw a topic out or another question that we talk about. But today, since it's our first day back, I don't want to even do that. Like, I want y'all to call up and just ask the panel anything you want.
Oh,
and we
gotta
we have to tell the truth. So you got any questions for us?
Y'all been Miss
Danny,
Tanya,
Black, me. Any questions you want to just ask? One question, make it good.
Romance. They call me romance.
Throw it out. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like this.
Rico Suave on that job. You heard?
We got call ID just so y'all know.
So call up now. The number is 516-900-2278. This is Ask the Panel Day. We reintroducing ourselves.
Yeah, y'all can ask whatever y'all want.
My name is Brown. Holy water.
Don't
so ask
out.
Whatever you want. Call up. Shoot your shot. Do what you gotta do, man.
Make sure y'all get some of this Yave stuff. Yave tequila.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
so
official.
We miss y'all. We just want to hear
no
from y'all.
Sugar.
Ask a question.
No GMOs, all that other stuff. You know what I mean?
That's all. Y'all pin the number in the comments.
About it.
All that shit y'all be talking in the group.
About it.
Y'all can ask questions now. This is what we saying. So call up. Ask a question. We want to hear you. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody
make sure it's a good question.
Oh, we gotta put our headphones on?
Yeah, once somebody called, once Boris.
We got one?
Oh. You
got
one,
first
Boris?
Question,
oh,
y'all.
Shit.
Let's
I bet
go.
You for me. Why? It's
probably for Tanya.
Yo, Brown, holy water, who this?
Who you think it is? It's your man.
Oh, shit. It's the pastor himself. Listen, we got a bottle of Yave tequila just for you. We know you probably don't drink, but we gonna give it to you anyway. You know what I mean? Let me know, what is your question? What is your question?
What is your question, player?
Who's it for?
Hope it's a serious question.
My question would have been for Tanya, but I'm not going to do that.
Gotcha.
The answer is yes. I know Tanya answers yet.
What?
No, I just called up. I called up to wish y'all much success. Let y'all know that we ride for y'all. I don't have a question. I just want to make a comment. Let y'all know that y'all the best thing going.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Danny,
you looking like a joint just a little bit.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, stop sinning. It's Sunday, nigga.
It's almost Monday.
You can inbox her, bro. You can inbox her. She's still single.
We appreciate you. We would definitely bring you back up. Easter Sunday is yours, baby. It's yours.
You know that.
All right, bro.
Y'all already know what it is. If y'all want, y'all can call up right now.
It's your time, man. Ask them questions, man. We ain't going to do this no more. Ask any question you want, man. Get it out the way, man. We like an open diary, man. We miss y'all. I'm glad y'all back. You know what I'm saying?
Be the best.
I'm happy to be back. You know what I'm saying? Big fat. We're coming with new slogans, new philosophy coming soon.
Son, you know I'm going to drop my... I told them I'm dropping my Aunt
Tanya shirts. How many of y'all big back bitches shovel y'all snow out with y'all trash pussy?
I do not support the last.
What I'm going to talk about is this drink. It's nice and smooth.
It's really smooth, guys.
I don't even
guys.
Feel like I'm drinking, but I feel like I'm drinking. You want to
shout out to Javi,
y'all. I've been drinking.
Shout out to the sponsors, the keys.
It's going to be a thigh. I feel like a thigh in this shit.
I got the keys.
You got to call. Go ahead.
Yo, it's Black Success. Who this?
This is Lisa Christine.
Oh, Lisa Christine. 20 grand. What's up?
Lisa Christine, what's your question, baby?
Program, right?
All right, so my brother's girlfriend went on Instagram, saw a post of me in the studio, and he put the two eyes underneath it, and he basically said that she flipped on him, talking about, oh, is that really your sister? Why are you putting that eye emoji under her post? Like, is somebody supposed to get mad at that for real?
Man,
not a studio picture, no.
You know what it is? Social media weighs heavy on different people's relationships. Some people's relationships, it could weigh 5 pounds, and other people, it could weigh a ton. And that's
that girl, she that studio,
that,
though.
That's something they got to get through. You know what I mean? That really has nothing to do with you. That's an insecurity she got to get through, and she got to graduate from. And she got to want to say, hey, you know what? A like is a like. A comment is a comment. I don't think the eye picture with you working is, like, out of whack. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she's in violation within a sense because she bugged the fuck out.
Lisa, you're an attractive girl, right? Lisa, you're attractive, right? She's a pretty girl.
Yeah. No, she's going to say, no, I'm ugly, girl.
I don't even think it's Lisa. No, I'm gruesome, baby.
What the fuck is that?
Lisa, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You call him your bro, and he calls you his sis?
Yeah, like, we are literally blood brother and sister.
She doesn't know you or something? Does she not know of
See,
you?
I've never met her. My brother lives all the way in Indiana.
I think that's the problem right there. I don't think that is the issue of her questioning him because he never said anything about you. He never even showed her to you, and this is supposed to be his girlfriend. So that's the real problem. The problem
that's
was
right.
he wasn't
yeah.
communicating to his girlfriend.
That's
and
right.
now you're
that's
stuck right. in the middle of it because she knew nothing about you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you
yep.
should be mad
yep.
at her. I think that he should just do a better job at communicating.
That's Daniel. Yes, Daniel.
Yeah. Totally agree.
She get
Daniel.
Thank you for calling up, baby.
She go through this stuff all the time, right?
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
y'all
you.
Y'all made tequila to you, too, baby.
Yo, love y'all.
Thank you. That's kind of funny because I probably got situations like that. You don't know me? The way me and my sisters talk?
That's
facts.
Crazy. No, y'all talk crazy.
Yeah.
We the nastiest siblings in the world. All straight incest. I hit that like twice, too.
All
right,
y'all. I
got to
get back to the
y'all. Leak, right, where you at? Come get your brother.
Come get your brother.
Who this? Yo. Who
yo.
Is the culture?
Who?
The culture.
The culture!
Yo, Trevor, what's up, bro?
How's
hey,
going?
Hey, dog.
How's your hairline doing, Trevor?
Hey, I'm glad you guys are back up, man.
I appreciate it.
Culture,
you got a question? You got a question for anybody?
Yeah. Danny.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yes, Trevor.
Danny, why are you wearing Fashion Nova jeans?
First of all, I'm not wearing Fashion Nova jeans. If you want to be technical, I'm wearing H&M jeans from the boy department.
Oh, Lord, you got on daddy jeans.
But wait. What kind of hair are you wearing today?
Oh, you right.
I got the my Tani, Auntie Tani hair.
And what kind of jeans do you have on? Do you have on jeans today, or do you have on your army outfit?
I got on my army fit, girl.
Okay. Oh, I miss you, Trevor. I miss you.
You trying to flirt with Trevor?
No, he's a married man. That's my guy. That's right.
Okay. What you wearing, Trevor?
What you wearing?
Oh, my God.
Everybody,
Trevor, what
everybody
you wearing?
To the culture.
Yo, Trevor, we appreciate your call, bro.
Hey, no problem, man. You
keep heckling,
up, right?
Man. Keep roasting. I'm with you. Petty Brothers for life. Petty Brothers for life.
Son, they really afraid of fucking Trevor, son. They Trevor really said. Afraid of him.
We need Ronnie back. We need Ronnie back.
We need Ronnie for the culture. I'm not scared of Ronnie, though.
We need Ronnie.
I'm mad. I pulled up in a group and Ronnie was a dick. I was kind of upset.
Ronnie came back, though.
I need Ronnie for the culture. He came back?
I'm not sure.
He goes in and out. He goes in and out.
I'm going to pull him. I need Ronnie for the culture, man.
Oh, we got another call.
Yeah. Brown Holy Water, who this?
Hi, this is DJ. What's up, guys?
Hi, DJ.
I was waiting for all the corny dudes stop calling because when you guys ask crazy questions, nobody
want to
call.
DJ, you sound like this.
Oh, down the line, busy.
You ask any question you want. We ain't asking no questions. It's all y'all today. Y'all got the mic. What's up?
No, I was just asking. I wanted to talk to Tomboy. I wanted to know why they call her Tomboy. Why does she,
you don't see her outfits?
You know, consider herself a Tomboy? Like, what's up?
I consider myself a Tomboy because I'm not like a dainty girl. I'm not a girly girl. I wear sneakers 90% of the time. I wear baggy jeans. I carry myself sometimes like a dude. I mean, I am a woman, of course. I have two beautiful sons. I do like men, you know. Allegedly, I have two beautiful sons. Where your kids at, Tanya?
Oh, so you're not pink. I'm practicing. You're not pink.
She left
so you're
at the
not
clinic.
Pink. No. No, I'm not. But I've always had like a boyish demeanor to me, playing basketball, doing all boy stuff, hanging with a bunch of boys. I still hang out with more dudes than females. That's just my demeanor.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just promoting you guys, so I just want to know.
You.
They keep asking me why she's a boy, and I said, okay, so what's up with Wiggy Wiggy? I want to know Wiggy Wiggy.
Wiggy Wiggy.
The
oh,
other one.
The other one. Bad girl Tanya.
That's me. What's up, baby?
I want to know why you are the way you are and how you present yourself and what you promote, and because they're going to be listening to you. So you take the wigs off and you do what you do. What's up?
What's up?
How do you promote that? How you feel about that?
How I feel
about
that? Listen to me. I've been promoting my business. I knew it was about to launch for months before I actually launched it, without people even realizing I was promoting it. I was always talking about wigs. I was always talking about me and my boyfriend hiding my wigs, you know, just to get people desensitized of being afraid of wigs and realize it's something that's actually in my everyday. So when I dropped my wig business, it was like, you know what? You talk about this shit so much, I want one. I don't fuck with wigs, but I want one. And that was my marketing for months before I actually officially dropped.
And now everybody want a wiggy wig.
Everybody want a wiggy wig.
Auntie Tanya, a.k.a. Wiggy Wiggy. Thank you, DJ, for calling, baby. Thank you, DJ, for calling, baby. Thank you for showing
love.
All right.
I love you, bro. I love you, live. I love you. Bye. Right,
nobody love black. Bye.
Exactly. It's all love. You see that?
Don't get yourself stuck in the snow, baby. That's what I'm saying. I'm the only one with the good guy. You know what I mean? I got the big boy truck.
She said, why is she a boy?
Feel free to call in. We still got time. Call in. Come talk
to
Black
today we got
success,
time, man.
You know
we missed y'all, man. Call up, ask a question, man.
Talk to Black Success.
I ain't gonna lie, I was two questions back to back for Danny. Like, we ain't shit. Like, what's up, man? Nobody wanna talk to me?
She's so, like, mysterious because she's single and confused. They trying to figure out what the fuck.
Like, what's
is.
Going on? I told you she got Prince.
What is?
She,
you know my life, Black. Do you know my life?
Like,
yes. Do you know? You don't know my life, Black.
Yeah. I have questions, too. Let's not go in here. I have my own questions.
Hey, yo, we're going to do that. We're going to do the episode. We're going to ask each other questions.
No, we don't want to do that.
We're going to call it the hot seat.
The hot seat. Ooh.
Jalapeno Sunday.
Jalapeno Jave. Jalapeno Jave Sunday. Coming soon.
You know that's the flavor of the y'all.
Jalapeno Jive.
Jalapeno Sunday.
Facts.
Yo, that's going to be fire.
Everybody that's just come with questions. Roast.
Come with questions for each other. So that would be crazy. That would be fucking crazy.
Yo, and nobody would know what
call
the fuck
up,
is going to be asked.
Yo, that would be that. So good.
I don't like
That's
that.
That's gonna be a dangerous
jalapeno. Jalapeno giant.
I'm turning my shorty Wi-Fi off. Baby.
Is it hot?
You gotta be safe that day. That day's scary.
No.
Hey,
no,
yo,
no.
Call up. We still got time, y'all. Y'all got time. Don't be asking us questions in the comments. Ask us questions. Call up, man. This is your time right now, man. All right. We got another call. We got another call right now.
Brian, holy water. Who this?
Who?
Who?
Gigi.
Hi, baby.
Gigi, what's up?
Hi, guys. Hey, baby.
What's up, baby?
What's up with you? What's up, man? What kind of question you got? Who you got a question for?
Y'all so annoying.
Choose wisely.
All right. Whoa. I got a question for you.
All right. Go ahead.
So, what's the worst thing that happened since y'all had time off?
For everybody?
Yeah, she said she got a question for all of us. What's the worst thing that happened since we had time off?
Okay, go Black.
The worst thing that happened to me is that when it snowed the other day, I tried to drive in two-wheel drive. I forgot to put the gear in four-wheel drive. But as soon as I put it in four-wheel drive, pumpkin pie, zoom, I was right up out of here. You know what I mean? It's the worst thing that happened to me. You know what I mean? But besides that, life's going good.
The worst thing happened.
The worst thing that happened to me is... my sneakers getting messed up in the snow. That's the worst thing that happened to me. A good pair of sneakers.
She not cooking for no man. She not preparing dinner.
You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know my life, Black.
What about sneakers?
You don't know my life, Black.
I got a cold for like about 3 weeks straight, and it just won't go no fucking way. And I sleep next to somebody who got the same fucking cold that keep fucking reinfecting me with the damn
And when you sneeze, it pushed the wiggy back.
It pushed the fucking wiggy wig back.
I'm telling you the worst thing that happened to me. When I was on my spiritual journey, I realized I'm going bald, so I had to cut my hair. I had a nice little fro going, but my shit started turning to like George Jefferson. Like the size was growing up higher than the top, and it was just thinning out. So I had to come back to the wave. Like, so I'm realizing I'm old now, man. I need stability in my life.
You joining the black wave?
Huh?
You joining the black and travel wave?
Not yet. I'm fighting. I got some fighting.
You got some fighting.
If LeBron's still going, I'm going, nigga. If the king going, I'm going too. Fuck it. When that nigga out of here, I got another 6 months, and then I'm out too, though.
That's a fact.
But Gigi, thank you for the call, baby.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Down out there, you heard? It's dangerous, girl. It's a lot of snow outside.
What is this voice about? Yeah. What the fuck?
It's a romance voice.
Romance, my name. Yeah.
Romance success.
Yeah, shout out to Javis Killer. Go that to the stores. Hit this, man. It's like six flavors, y'all.
It's super
that
good.
That shit's smooth. That shit's smooth.
It's smoother than Patron. We call him Patron. Yeah, we ain't gonna say it. But. Shout out to this, man. Look at the bottle on that joint right there. Look at the architect.
I'll make some margaritas next Sunday for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Margaritas?
Some margaritas. You make margaritas with tequila.
We forgot you a bartender.
Don't forget I'm a bartender.
I don't know. I thought you just put on bathing suits and serve drinks.
I'm a mixologist. Let me say that. I'm a mixologist.
Say you're a mixologist because a lot of girls just put on bathing suits and serve drinks.
I'm gonna tell you the difference between a vodka,
you say,
rum,
and coke?
A gin. I can tell you the difference between a vodka, a rum, a gin. You can get bourbon, brandy, whiskey. You can do all that shit. Tell me you want a cocktail.
But first thing, push your wig up. Yes, bro. I only want to. Who is?
No, pull it down. Shit, slide it for real, sir. Yeah, your forehead looking crazy right now.
I don't know. Where's my camera?
Brown, holy water. Who is?
This is Lisa Banks.
Hi, Lisa.
What's going on, Lisa?
Who you got a question for, Lisa?
Everybody.
Okay,
go ahead.
Lisa Banks.
Okay, I want to know how many baby mothers and fathers you guys have.
This is good.
The salary.
Oh, you're not knowing that.
Okay.
And
HR can't even.
Lisa, you bisexual? You bisexual? You trying to like filter everybody out right now?
I'm going to go first.
Yes.
Lisa,
I'm
gonna
go
you,
first,
you're not
Lisa.
Even in the comments. So we can't see if you a bum, if you a fake page. Or
now, you
don't
know
who
Lisa
was in the comments.
You don't
Lisa,
know Lisa?
Lisa in the back, in the comments.
Lisa in our Brown Holy Water podcast. All right,
quick.
Group.
Let's go. How many baby?
I got zero baby fathers in a possible.
Got you.
A possible. I have two.
How many Planned Parenthood means you had?
We're not gonna discuss that live.
Go, Daddy.
I have two baby daddies. My kids are 11 years apart.
Okay, Black.
Hey.
I have zero kids. I currently make a whole lot of money. That's why I live good. I go to Peter Luger twice a month. You know what I mean? My car brand new, like 4,000 miles on type
brand
shit.
New.
What else? I got too much clothes.
That's it.
Rolex on my wrist.
Yeah, Rolex, we both flex. You both flex. I got one.
Yeah, I'm there with our party.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one BM and I work at Bird King. I just got a raise. I make $9.35 now an hour. Thank God to me. Blessings 2018.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that information.
All right. Thanks later, yo. All right, yo. We got time for like two more questions, y'all. Y'all be quick. Two more questions.
That
we up out of here,
man. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I thought they would've took the time and went for the kill.
I'm happy they didn't go for the kill.
Me
because,
too.
You know, I might have to shoot back. Yeah.
Nah, they miss us, man.
No like temperature. Is either zero or critical? Like, we not nothing in between.
We got a little talk. We lost our what's next? So ain't nobody answering questions.
It's bringing it.
We got a ringer. We got a ringer too.
I'm about to answer that shit, nigga.
She can answer it.
He be lifting up slang. He be lifting up one of them buttons.
That one right there. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Brown Holy Water Lie doing it.
Hopefully don't fuck it. Don't mess it up, Lot.
No, answer it.
Put it on hold.
Hello? Put it on hold.
Yeah, hold on real quick.
Hello?
Hello?
Nah, that's definitely didn't
put
do it right.
Hold. Put
but
him on
you
hold.
You just hung up on him.
Yeah,
you
hung
just hung up on him.
Sorry, technical difficulties.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta turn it down. Hang it up. Hang up the phone altogether.
This is Lot not knowing what the fuck he's doing. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Our tech went for a brief. Like
I tech went to the
quick.
Bathroom real quick. Y'all still could call up. That person that just called, call right
somebody
back.
Somebody calling back. Man, I don't know what they want.
Nah,
I'm going to
get this shit, nigga.
Well, listen, y'all can't be trying to know our salaries.
That was
and
listen, try to drop a comment.
I know how to do it now. Look. Brown Holy Water. Brown speaking. Hello?
Yeah, it work.
Hello? Turn your own shit down. Hello?
Turn your shit
down. Oh my gosh, Lloyd.
This is crazy. Yeah, listen. We're going to leave that alone, brother.
Yeah.
So, like
I
said.
I know how I do it now.
Yo,
now.
Lie, just take just a seat.
Yeah,
so, yeah, like I said.
Come on, B.
We'll call back, Ivania. Ivania, call back. He's here. Call back.
I'm about to watch Boris right now. You got to hit that button, right? Nah, not right now. It's somebody calling.
Y'all can't be trying to know my salary and stuff and what I do for a living. Like, that's crazy.
I'm not
going to
send my salary. I don't need my DMs lit.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Just know ain't nobody here broke. Like, everybody here doing all right now. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody hungry.
I've been minding my business.
All right, y'all call one more time. We taking one more call and then we out of here, y'all. Brown Holy Water is out of here.
Watch what you doing.
It's our last call for the night, all right? Make it good.
He
make it spicy.
Hold. He presses hold.
Chill.
Then he hit that date, something over there.
Hello?
Why must I call 10 million times?
Sorry, Vanya. Damn.
Who is it?
The ridiculousness.
Damn Jamaican. I hear
that
Jamaican.
Accent. Listen, girl, don't get hung up on. You just
called. I need to know why I got a call 10 times.
That's your first question? All, you better make it good. We got, this is your last call. You the best right now. You the last one.
Be the best,
right,
you.
Be
right.
The best. Make a good question. Let's go.
Now, what did you learn from your unquote spiritual journey?
Oh, man, I was waiting for this question.
Oh, time out.
Let me get into this.
So the man just told you got one last question.
And she broke it to the real nigga.
For the end, this is the first show for season 2, and you want to know what he learned on the spiritual journey? Not about my outfits?
No.
Not
no,
about
no.
The Yahve? Not about, like,
stop.
Loser?
Stop. It's my time.
No. Not about how many sneakers I have?
Like, what the fuck?
Boys, focus on me real quick. Focus
I know
on
you
me.
Bald. You need a wig.
Focus
like,
on
come
me.
On.
I'm trying to get you to do a unit, too, but your shit keeps sliding back. I can't have that shit either. I need my baby hairs to be out, sir.
My baby.
Now, my spiritual journey, I need to take a break from social media. Like I said, it's good to unplug sometime. I was caught up in being involved into everything, and I just needed a time to, like, grieve my emotions.
What?
I was hurting inside.
Y'all hear the violin?
You know what I'm saying? Look at these eyes. This guy was hurt. I just needed stability and to get my feelings and everything together. You know what I'm saying? Mind, body, and soul. I needed people to, you know, to appreciate me, so I stepped away. You know what I'm saying? I felt good being appreciated because I was left, and you know what I'm saying? My team was lost without me, like Robin
lost
Thicke.
Without you.
You know what I'm saying? Keep going. And I'm back now. I'm taking leadership again, and now everybody's in full play. Handsome Lies back.
I hear you. I hear you.
Rico Suave on the Jave. All right.
Yeah.
But thank you for the call, man.
You got
now,
a question.
Slow down now. I got it.
What you about to do?
Slow down.
We about to hang up on you, girl. It's over. I had my segment. It's time to go.
Nah, time out. Let her talk. Go ahead, girl.
Hold on. I got to tell Black, leave a single people alone, please. There's hope for us this year. You don't need to tag us all the time.
I ain't worried. I ain't never black.
Let me help you. Let me help you out. So, you know, being single is like a punishment. You understand? So it's the Lord telling you that you're not ready yet. It's like trying to have popcorn before it pop. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. You understand? So what you gotta do? You gotta try to graduate. You gotta try to pop. Get in the microwave and boop. You know what I mean? Whatever you gotta do to get there, get there.
That's bullshit.
Hey yo, thank you for your call, baby.
Y'all when I pop that, you heard?
Thank you. All right, y'all. We at the end of our show, man. We appreciate y'all. Feel good to be back. It really do feel good to be back. You know what I'm saying? I want my team to throw their shout outs and shit. Let's go. Let's get to it, Tanya. Let's go.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to every member of the Brown Holy Podcast Facebook group. Thank you guys for the energy. Thank you guys for the support. Thank you guys for adding your friends and keeping all the engagement going. I know things can go left and right and all around, but we still have fun in there. We still learn from each other. So keep it up. Thank you for all that you guys have been doing. Big shout out to What's His Face. he has some big coming in less than 2 weeks. You guys look out for that. I'll be pushing it. Bad Girl Tanya is still going. I know tax season is coming, but inbox me, email me, badgirltanya@gmail.com if you want to have your lace units made. And it's good to be back in the studio, my Brown Holy Water family. Thank you so much for our sponsors. To our GVI Films, who's sitting outside working on some dope stuff with us. Thank you everybody who is working with us. To my team, it's great to be back with y'all. It's great to have the energy again. Keep up the good work. It's only up from here.
Let's go, Danny.
Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Shout out to Yave Tequila. Shout out to my team. I'm super happy to be back. I miss these guys. Shout out to Dell and Kiara for putting up with my bullshit every day. Shout out to my fam. Shout out to Flip. Shout out to everybody. Yeah, that's basically it. You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. Yes, I am a woman. I'm not a boy. And
I still ain't very fat. I'm a
what you just said?
Ty ain't trying to eat that thing or suck what that D. That's all I'm saying. She trying to get below the phone.
I didn't hear what she just said.
I'm just telling you.
She been flirting with you.
I've been seeing. She been flirting hard body, son.
Ty, you want my body?
And Nico can't get no parts of that.
You want my body,
I'm tight. Because he get too much
already. She trying to sip nothing just now. No, it's no more y'all. Wow.
Sipping oxygen.
You're snitching. We can't put you on first 48 at all.
Real quick, like I said, Handsome15, Instagram, Live Brown, Facebook. Get all hoodies and shirts at brownholywaterpodcast.com. Check the website. You miss us. Support us. We appreciate you greatly. Like I said, it feels good to be back from my little high haters, man. It's good. It's definitely good. A shout out to the love and the positivity over in the Facebook group. Quick shout out to my cousin Jerry. He just had his first kid, his first son.
Congrats, Jerry.
You know what I'm saying? Big Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations. Shout out to Crystal, her birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, China Face. Who else? Shout out to my nigga Freaka League. I don't know where you at. You're supposed to be here in the first show. My photographer, executive producer. You about to get fired, bro. Other than that, yeah, man. Just live life prosperous and do good, man. Spiritual journey good. Anybody need advice, holler at me. That's what I'm here for, you know.
Please don't. Brown Holy.
Handsome lie, y'all. I'm taking out, man. AKA Rico Suave on that Jave. Hello. Bam.
Hey.
Black, take us out.
So back in the day, you know, I was 5 years old. I ran away from home.
What?
And my mom didn't see me for about 10 years, you know, so from 5 to 15, I was
That's
missing.
That's why his hair's gone.
Right?
Rough life.
And then one of my uncles, he worked real close with Miss Cleo.
What?
And he went to my mother, he cracked the coconut, and he put a little bit of the juices on the wall.
What?
And he said, Simba? He's alive? And I came back to rule my town, son. I came back to rule this
Yo,
shit,
wrap this shit up, nigga. We here to win.
Y'all already know what it is. Yave, when I partay, Yave Tequila, the number one sponsor right now. Brown Holy Water Podcast, with my number, I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is.
Glad to be back, y'all.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I